general. I've heard you say treat your vagina like you would the skin on your face. And I thought, yeah, I would never use the same soap on my face. I don't even use my body soap on my face. But with the vagina, we just kind of skip over it. You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. How well do you know the vulva and vagina? Well, in this episode, I'm joined by two guests to break down all things V. We're talking about how to take care of your vulva, the importance of strengthening your pelvic floor, and so much more. My first guest is OBGYN author of the Sheology book series and an expert in all things women's sexual health, Dr. Sherry Ross. She shares the benefits of getting to know your or your partner's vulva, the relationship between insecurity and porn, solutions for painful sex, and of course, squirting. Next, we have Dr. Pablo Gonzalez, who specializes in obstetrics and gynecology for the last 10 years and is the pioneer in regenerative gynecology. We talk about the company V-Health and how beneficial it is for all vulva owners. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen to the show. It helps get the show out to more people, and it just takes you a few seconds to do it. You can just do it right now. Look at your phone, look at your app that you're listening to this on, and review us. We so appreciate it. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, or X, and Facebook. All the places. It's all at Sex with Emily. My new articles, 10 Embarrassing Sex Questions, Vulva Edition, and 15 Ways to Last Longer in Bed, are both up on sexwithemily.com. Before we dive into the episode, if you haven't heard the news, I have to tell you about my brand new membership community, Smart SX. It is officially live, and I've had a blast the last few weeks because this membership is everything I've ever dreamed of and more. We're talking exclusive content, interactive workshops with top minds in sexual health. There's polls and so much more, all made for the membership community. But honestly, my favorite part is the community. It's a safe space where like-minded people support each other. They're sharing experiences. They're breaking down all the taboos around sex and intimacy. It's truly empowering. So if you're ready to really bring more pleasure into your sex life and take the steps, SmartSX is for you. So join the pleasure revolution today. Just head over to sexwithemily.com, click on the membership tab, or head straight to sexwithemily.com/smartsx. Can't wait to see you there. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. Dr. Sherry Ross, aka Dr. Sherry, is an OBGYN, author of Sheology, The Definitive Guide to Women's Intimate Health, period, and Sheology, the sequel. Let's continue the conversation. She's a health expert. She's been a passionate advocate for women's health for over 25 years, and she's received nearly every top doctor, super doctor, and patient's choice award in the United States. And you can find more about her at drsherry.com. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here. I feel like you've been such an advocate for women, creating such powerful resources and products. So could you tell everyone about yourself before we get into all the questions?
Sure. Well, first of all, just grateful to be on the show. So I am just an OBGYN, a private practice, Santa Monica, for over 25 years. I love what I do. And I always say that my most important conversations are when a woman's legs are in stirrups, because that's when I get to hear all the good stuff. And a lot of my creations have really come from the need that I see is missing for women in sexual wellness. My books really came from those conversations. It was beyond our bodies, ourselves. I just thought, you know, this is stuff I have to write down.
So your books are fabulous, first off. Sheology, The Definitive Guide to Women's Intimate Health, period. And then Sheology, the sequel, Let's Continue the Conversation. And I felt when I looked at them, like, finally, I have a resource now to send all the women in my life. Like, this is your present, no matter what age you are.
I love that.
And so I love that your book is all things V. It's like the healthy V, the hormonal V, the benched V, collapsed V, divorced V.
Thank you.
And we are just walking around. Women don't want to look at themselves. I mean, I was thinking, so many memories came back to me when I was in my 20s and 30s. I was living in San Francisco and I had a male gynecologist. The one question was like, are you having regular sex? Are you using protection? Like, how many partners do you have? And I always felt so grateful the years that I had a partner, one partner. And then there's some years I'm like, six, you know, and I was like in my open stage. So I was like, you know, all genders. But I felt shame. And it was just that one question was just like, okay, can we get past the part about my sex? I don't want you to think I'm sexual. Well, his hands are in my vagina. So it's just like, we don't, and I always say this on my show, we don't want to talk to our doctors mm-hmm. about our vaginas. We don't talk to our friends about it. We don't even want to take a look. Right. So you really get women to not exactly. only take a look with a mirror, but you get them to really understand the importance. It's so empowering to know your vagina and to understand it and to keep saying the word, you know?
That's right. I mean, you know, she's our best friend. Like our BFFs, we have to nurture them. We have to get to know them and empower ourselves. And you know, listen, it's a cultural issue that we are all fighting to stand arm in arm, do grassroots movements together. You know, to change this conversation, because we are taking back our bodies slowly but surely.
I love something that you said, and I think we should just start with the vagina in general. I've heard you say, treat your vagina like you would the skin on your face. And I thought, yeah, I would never use the same soap on my face. I don't even use my body soap on my face. But with the vagina, we just kind of skip over it. So what don't we know about taking care of our vagina?
Totally. I always say this is a very delicate area of skin. There's sweat gland, there's hair follicles, and just women are confused how to take care of this area. So if you just use it as the same way you use special cleansers, hydrating creams and moisturizers that you do your face, that you would use on your vulva. And that's how we have to start caring and thinking about this very important delicate area of our body.
Right. And can I use my same products on my face or my vagina? Or do you think we have to use different products?
I think you sort of do, because it's all about the pH balance for so many things that we use there. So there's special products that are made for the face that may have retinol in it or different
right.
ingredients that you may not use on the vagina. And some of those products used on your face can also be drying. So, you know, anything that's not cared for, moisturized, and cleansed can get dry. Dryness leads to itching, irritation, and painful sex, problems exercising, shaving, lasering, whatever you're doing down there is drying out the skin.
Yes, it's dry. It does get dry. It really does. I mean, you don't realize it, I guess, because we're not looking at our bodies. And you've looked at a lot. And I also love, people should check out your visual vagina library at drsherry.com.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, yeah. if you want to know, you guys are often saying to me, I don't know what, what's wrong with you? I'm like, they're like, vaginas are like snowflakes. They're all different. And if you don't believe me, go to your website and look at it. It's such a great resource to illustrate the different kinds of vaginas yeah. and vulvas that women have.
The Visual Vaginal Library, VVL, I did it with my first book. And I wanted to be show and tell. I wanted women to be able to, you know, to see what I was talking about. If you, you know, have a vaginal tear and you're having painful sex and you look at your vagina, you see a big tear, then you go to the VVL on my Dr. Sherry site, all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I have that. Or an infection, or, you know, how big are my lips?
I'm wondering if you saw, with the ubiquity of porn, probably when the smartphones end up in our pocket, like 2005, did you see an increase in women asking about their labias, and is there something wrong with my vagina? Am I not normal? Or has that been happening?
Yes, the answer is unequivocally yes. I mean, everyone's, how do I get the perfect vagina? Or what I'm noticing is that the boyfriends are commenting, and in fact, the perfect V was my first chapter in the Sheology book, because this was new, this whole conversation.
And you do this so well in your book, Sheology, and in all your materials that there's nothing to be shameful for. Your vagina's fine the way it is. Like the more confident we are with it, it's going to be fine. But it is that one partner that might shame you or say something, and then it's just gut-wrenching, you know? You're like, oh, God, you just want to take it away.
And I'll tell you, I mean, there are people who do, you know, have a long labia. There are people that are out there, but for the most part, your vulva is beautiful and uneven. Just like our eyes, our breasts, anything in twos, right, Emily? Anything in twos.
Yes, exactly. Everything is uneven. That right. is so true. Women, now what about squirting? See, I just want to ask you the questions that I get asked. Can every woman learn to squirt?
It can be hard sometimes, but I think the G-spot and other spots in the vagina where these liquids are coming out
under the, you know, that little Skene's gland area. I think we all have the capability. I mean, they say up to 70% of women can squirt. Maybe it's not the one we've all seen of the, you know, the half arc that goes about 10 feet, that porn.
Exactly. Like, that's not going to happen.
Right. But, you know, you get wet, and sometimes you get more wet than other times, and you're like, oh, I'm sitting in this new puddle on my bed. I mean, that is squirting as well, wouldn't you say? I think there's just
different. Yeah, it is squirting. We all get wet. It's just that we think it's going to be like this geyser, like like you see like in porn, like come and spread your vagina. And it's not. But do it for yourself because you want to learn, not because your partner's like, hey, can you do that cool thing that you're going to squirt all over the place? I don't want that. Have you found that in the work that you're doing, is there any universal thing that you found in all these years that is just this, like what women just really need to know? If you're like, this is what women, I want you to know this about your vagina.
Well, I want them first and foremost to look at it. I will see women in their 40s and 50s who have never looked at their vagina. And they're almost embarrassed, but I'm always like, oh, let's just look together and I'll pull it out. But I mean, the clitoris, the road to success. I mean, you have to know where it is. What's your anatomy? I think it's so important to know. And then I really think it's important to know how to care for your vagina, how to clean it. And vagina, meaning vulva and vagina, I think this is what's also been a problem for us is, you know, it used to be vagina meant everything.
So I get a lot of questions from listeners, and I would love to, if you could help me answer some of them here. This is from Grace 37 in Kentucky. Dear Dr. Emily, I was wondering if you could speak on perimenopause. I think I may be going through it, but when I've spoken with my gynecologist about it, my last two annual exams, she's been dismissive, saying, you're kind of young for that. I realize I'm young for it, but my mother went through early menopause at 40, and I'm approaching 40 myself. I have symptoms like hair loss, anxiety, mood swings, heavier than normal periods. I used to feel cold all the time. Now I'm hot. I have occasional hot flashes and night sweats and occasional vaginal dryness. My monthly menstrual migraines seem to have gotten better. Should I have blood work done? Is there some kind of way to know if I'm starting perimenopause? I've read mixed articles saying hormones are changing so much during menopause that testing isn't accurate. Should I assume I am? I think knowing would help with my anxiety. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on the subject. I just want to say I would first recommend Solaray, her life stages for all of your stages, definitely menopause. And I love this company. And I was actually at my close friend's house and she had some bottles of Solaray as well. So I think a lot of people are getting the vibe with Solaray because they make vitamins and minerals and herbs. And this line I'm talking about is called Solaray's Her Life Stages. And they basically offer you solutions for perimenopause, menopause, PMS, all the things. And so it could help with those symptoms you mentioned, such as your night sweats and hot flashes and just have a healthier cycle because it worked for me, I know. Okay, what else should we tell Grace here?
First of all, my heart goes out to you. You know, you are not alone. And perimenopause, so it's usually your 10 years before menopause. Now, if the average age of menopause is 51, usually you're 40s. But, you know, listen, it definitely can be happening in someone in their late 30s. And you're describing exactly what perimenopause is. All the symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats, insomnia, depression, anxiety, heart palpitations, panic attacks, you know, hair loss. And you're probably having regular periods. And your FSH and estradiol, which are the hormones, hopefully she's checking. And if she hasn't, your doctor should. And they're probably going to be normal. No big surprise. But that is perimenopause. And I think that the eye of the storm is coming.
Yeah, giving you back the estrogen, because that's what we're talking about, is that as you start to lose estrogen, the lining of the vagina walls become thinner, less lubrication, all those things. So if you can take hormones in a healthy way, like, why not? It's 10 years. We're talking 10 years perimenopause. And then menopause is when you don't get a period for a year. But we're talking 10 years, women, at least 10, right? Or it can be give or take.
Perimenopause is it. And, you know, again, if you are taking care of your vulva and vagina and you're hydrating it, I will say this. I'm a very big fan of hyaluronic acid. And we do use it for the vagina because it is so good for hydrating the cells. And menopause is so hard and drying, and it begins in perimenopause. There are hyaluronic acid that you can use inside instead of estrogen. They've done great studies, Emily, looking at estrogen and hyaluronic acid just inside for, you know, vulva or vaginal atrophy, dryness and thinning of the tissue. And hyaluronic acid did great. I mean, it had the same benefits.
Thank you for this. This is good information. Don't you have wearable dilators that you've created?
I do.
It's amazing. I was like, oh, you make wearable dilators like that women can just wear around and do the dishes? I've talked a lot about women going to pelvic floor therapists, but once they get treated, they could just wear it on their own. Like, talk about the process of wearing a dilator.
I am a huge advocate of sexual wellness. And, you know, what I was seeing was, you know, we weren't offering enough conversation and knowledge, but we weren't offering enough solutions. You know, and the traditional dilators were these long dilators that you'd have to lie on the bed, you know, for 20 to 30 minutes, two or three times a week. And, you know, a patient said to me, she's like, you know, if I'm laying down, I'm either sleeping or I'm dead. So, you know, there was a time factor. And so I said, we need to make them so you can wear them. Because at least if I'm sitting in a chair, or I'm working out or cooking dinner or, you know, even reading a bedtime story to my child, I mean, you're stretching the entrance, which is where a lot of women have discomfort. And it's not just about the lube.
Yeah, I love your dilators. I was like so excited they exist. You know, I was thinking, it's like, if you were my gynecologist, I would be excited to go, Dr. Sherry. But we think about it, we think, oh God, the gynecologist is like going to the dentist and I just got to get in and get out. But I want to encourage everyone listening who has a vagina and a vulva to be like, I get to go spend an hour like with my power source, with somebody who is an expert in this area. I'm excited to go to the gynecologist. I get to ask these questions, so it helps my sexual health and my wellness. Like, I want us to be like, yay, I get to take charge, you know? So let's take responsibility for our own pleasure here and our own vaginas. Let's talk about more of the causes of vaginal pain, because I really get asked this every day, and it feels like it's even more so lately. So what are the causes of pain that we don't really realize?
It's a very long list of potential reasons. I think, you know, the most common that I find is vaginal dryness. Women aren't getting adequately lubricated, you know, not enough foreplay, because we know how that works. You know, it takes a woman, right, 13 to 20 minutes to have an orgasm, and for a guy, 3 to 5. And, you know, there's not enough of the warm-up, and women need the warm-up. So that tends to be the most common reason. And of course, we look to using lube and making sure and communicating with your partner, you know, that you might need to be more revved up. But also, if you are stressed, or you're, you know, you drink a lot of alcohol or tobacco, you know, you're smoking cigarettes or using antihistamines or birth control or antidepressants, that can also affect your ability to naturally lubricate. I think infrequent intercourse is another one that we just don't talk about.
Well, how do you define infrequent?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, you know, if the average is once a week, let's say, but, you know, infrequent is once a month is infrequent in my mind, but I'm talking more if you're in between relationships, and, you know, if it's birthday and anniversary sex, that's infrequent too. But this is where, like, dilators to me are so important, because I had a patient and she was in her, you know, late 40s, and she said, I haven't seen my husband in 2 months. He's been working out of town, and I know I'm going to have painful sex. And she said, what can I do about it? And I said, well, let me show you how to use these dilators. But what's nice about it is they come in smaller sizes and they're just not so intimidating. So you can definitely use them twice, three times a week. You leave them in for, you know, half hour. And she called me. She's like, oh my God, I'm having the best sex ever. And she said, I don't have pain. We didn't have to go through that. I didn't get a bladder infection. So when I hear those stories, it makes me really happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we explain real just to define what a dilator is in case people don't know? Because I got all excited about your dilators, but we didn't even explain what they are.
So dilators are to stretch out the entrance, the opening of the vagina, to make anything that you put in there later not uncomfortable.
And it could also be tampons or a penis or a finger or whatever it is. It can just, and also it gets you in, if you're someone who's not having frequent sex, I just love the idea of wearing it for, how long do you suggest people wear it for?
So you can wear it for 30 minutes. You can wear it for 5 minutes.
What about people who have repeated UTIs or yeast infections? They always want to know, like, why me? Why? Is it just your pH? Is it something new?
Assuming it's with the same partner and you're having regular penetration or regular contact, because even with, if you have a steady relationship, but you're having penetration sex once a month, you're more apt to get a UTI. So it's really taking a deeper dive into knowing the why. Recurrent yeast infection, recurrent Gardnerella bacterial infection are common women in the 40 to 50s, especially, and I'm convinced it's due to the hormonal changes that affect the pH balance, but there are like boric acid capsules that you can use to neutralize and keep the vagina acidic, because that's what you want. Or there are some really great products that are preventative for UTIs that have D-mannose in them that sort of prevent the bacteria from, you know, sort of latching onto the bladder. So there are things that can be done. It's not just throwing antibiotics your way. There are things you can do.
Okay. Well, thank you for all the work that you're doing. I have to ask you now, Dr. Sherry, the 5 quickie questions. Okay, ready? What's your biggest turn on?
Passionate kissing while listening to our favorite playlist in the background.
Oh, okay. Biggest turn off?
Oh, not showering regularly.
What makes good sex?
Just love.
Love. Something you would tell your younger self about sex and relationships?
Get that mirror out. Know your body. Learn to masturbate before you have any sexual experience. Know yourself.
Number one thing you wish everyone knew about sex?
How great it is when you take control of it.
Mm. Yes. Dr. Sherry, thank you so much for being here. Where can people find you?
Instagram, Dr. Sherry R. And also my website, drsherry.com. And I would love to continue our conversation, Emily.
Definitely, Dr. Sherry. We're going to put all of your information in the show notes. And thank you, Dr. Sherry, for being here.
Thank you for having me, Emily.
I'm going to take a quick break. Thank you for supporting our sponsors. I'm talking to Dr. Pablo Gonzalez about V-Health, which is a revolutionary new serum that restores your vaginal health like nothing I've seen. It's a next level solution, and I've been using it for a couple months. I'm a huge fan. So stay tuned to learn more. Okay, next we're talking to Dr. Pablo Gonzalez about all things vagina and V-Health. Dr. Pablo Gonzalez specialized in obstetrics and gynecology for the last 10 years, and he is a pioneer in regenerative gynecology. We're talking all about vaginal health and V-Health, which is a groundbreaking serum that uses growth factors to repair and regrow cells in the vagina and vulva. There's no surgery, no lasers. This is truly a game changer for women's vagina and their health overall. Hello, Dr. Gonzalez.
Hello, how are you doing?
So you're a renowned urogynecologist. Can you tell us exactly what that is?
I'm a board certified OBGYN in my country and also in Spain. And after my first degree in OBGYN, I did some fellowship in urogynecology and pelvic floor medicine and minimally invasive surgery. Involved in those pelvic floor dysfunctions, we have found this atrophy, vaginal atrophy, and all these situations related to aging really bothering our patients. So I started to work in something that is really cool, that it's called regenerative medicine, that we can boost the regeneration of tissues with many alternatives. And I have found that energy-based devices and some other regenerative alternatives like V-Health are really helping women to solve these really uncomfortable situations in their life.
Can you talk about what V-Health is and how this serum can help women with a lot of these challenges?
Yes, of course. This is a really, really interesting alternative for our patients. It's over the counter. There is no need for prescription from the doctor. Patients can get it even directly from the company or even from Amazon. It's no hormones inside. They just open it up, insert it into vagina, applied it at night, and they can even use it outside in the vulvar area because this is an skin treatment also. So you can use it in the vulvar area, around the clitoris, around the labia majora, the perineal area, which are also really bothersome areas when you have atrophic conditions of women.
I've been using it for a few weeks and I've definitely noticed improvement, like less dryness, less itching. You can see it started to work. What have you noticed or what have you heard from women internally and externally after they
Well, first, when women are sexually active, they complain more about vaginal symptoms, you know, dyspareunia, pain with intercourse. But when they are not sexually active, they complain more about external symptoms, you know, like itching, burning, this situation more in the vulvar area than in the vagina. The vagina is more, the complaints are more related to dyspareunia, pain, and a loss of sensation when there's intercourse, you know. I know that many people don't like this word vaginal rejuvenation because they always think that it has an aesthetic situation, but that has nothing to do with aesthetics. This is a pure regeneration of some tissues that are suffering the consequences of aging. So they feel the skin have the sensation it had before, even the color, the texture of the skin when we are talking about the external area. When we are talking about vagina, they say sensation, hydration, moisture, even elasticity, because, you know, vagina becomes very stiff when there is these hormonal imbalances. So they are telling me they recover all these situations when they use this product.
Everything in our body is going to atrophy. Everything changes over time. So the vagina become, because of the loss of hormones and estrogen, the vaginal walls become thinner. There's more pain. There's more irritation. There's more infection. But V Health is a serum and using human growth factors that can help, what you're saying is regenerate. And what I like what you said is people think it's like cosmetic and women just want to look prettier. No, women, it's about having more pleasure. It's about their wellness overall. It's right. It's like you probably have seen women, like, do they send you flowers? Are they like, thank you so much for sending this to me because I don't feel pain anymore, you know?
They say basically they regain their sex life. Many of my patients just stop intercourse because it was not possible to have an intercourse because there was a lot of pain. And when there is pain, there is a muscular contraction that causes vaginism. And it is even more complicated to have a penetration, you know. Sometimes we even have to use dilators and do some other physiotherapy to relax this muscle. So we don't have to wait until we get into this situation. We can be more like preventive to use this type of products. I will stay my patients when they're in front of my desk. Remember, you have two phases. When you do your skincare at night, you take 30 minutes doing everything in your face. Remember, you have another phase that you have to take care of. You have there are special products for cleaning, special products for exfoliating, special products for hydrating, and why not to use this type of alternatives before going to bed, even if you don't have any symptom. It's like I used to do it with the laser. I did it even for preventive, with the radio frequency as a preventive message. Unfortunately, in most of our countries, our culture is to treat when there is already a problem. And we need to change that paradigm because we need to be more preventive and do more preventive medicine. Yes. This is better.
Oh, I love the way you said that. It's preventative. Like you're investing in your face and your skincare for your face. This is also skin that actually is going to give you a lot of pleasure for years to come if we take the right steps. It's like vaginal empowerment, like women get to decide what's important to them. And I think we would all agree that our sexual pleasure and our wellness, sexual wellness is important to us. How would you explain though how it works? How would we explain what's in it?
Basically, growth factors are naturally occurring proteins that are inside our all tissues. And they kind of act like messengers to let cells communicate and have some command to produce any reaction, like for an example, to produce more collagen after fibroblast stimulation, to produce more glycogen when the vaginal epithelium is growing, is getting thicker. When you get a thicker epithelium, you have glycogen. Glycogen, let's say, is a prebiotic. It's the food for lactobacilli that act naturally in the vagina. And when these lactobacilli are eating this prebiotic, this food, they produce some chemical reactions. The most important one is the conversion to oxygen peroxide. And this chemical reaction is strictly related to the pH levels. So, you know, it's kind of a chain of reaction after a command from a cell messenger, which is a growth factor.
When we hear pH balance, I always often tell women that they have to be careful about what you put inside of you. The pH gets impacted by many, many things, right? It could be by having a sexual partner or by having things rub against you that aren't safe for your vagina, right? So when does the pH become a really big problem? Is it just from aging, or what would you say are the other factors that contribute to the pH balance?
Yeah, it's a long list. We can speak for hours about it, but the most important ones are the use of antibiotics, for an example. The way you feed yourself, if you eat a lot of processed foods, hard carbohydrates and all that, you can even have a big impact in your pH. The type of your underwear, the spermicide that can be added to condoms. You have a lot of sweating if you insert this famous vaginal douches that some women use even after intercourse. They want to feel clean, and they are washing very often the vagina. They are basically rinsing all these good bacteria that are keeping the pH levels. It's a long list, you know?
Yeah, when you're stressed, when you're anxious, when you're eating foods that don't make you feel good, certain medications, like if you're taking like an antihistamine, I'm like, if it dries out your nose, it could dry out your vagina. Like, I just think I feel like we don't have enough information. Sometimes women don't really know, and many doctors don't know, which is why I'm so glad to talk to you. We don't really know what's impacting it. So there's definitely aging, but then there's these different steps along the way. And so by using at night, adding something in like V-Health is preventative, will help prevent pain, balance your pH, and then also have more pleasure, right? When we're having sex, have you found that women who do use this growth hormone have more pleasure, like they can feel more?
Yes, because some of the growth factors, they also induce the vascular changes. You promote a blood flow again. Some of the issues that happens when there is a hypoestrogenic or menopause condition or after lactation or cancer treatments, all the possible causes of hormonal disbalance. Basically, there is a loss of blood flow to the vaginal epithelium. So once you regain this blood flow, then you will feel more pleasure, and the sensation will be back.
Is there anything that we could do at home to know, like, do I have proper vaginal wellness? Is my vagina healthy?
Yes, basically from the external point of view, basically they can feel that the skin is dry, that this skin has loosened its natural moisture, has loosened elasticity. And sometimes they can complain about having this situation that we call saggy lips. They have like this excess of skin that will be bothersome in the lower part of the vulva in the perineal area when using tight underwear. And even they complain. They say, "Look, doctor, when I was younger, my underwear was was wet at the end of the day, but now it's totally dry. I don't feel that I have this natural moisture anymore." These kind of things are a really common situation when we have our patients in front of our office.
It's so common. So you're saying that then by using this serum regularly, they start to see that moisture again. They start to see,
yes.
God, that's incredible. I love reading the testimonials on the site too, because people just say, I suffer from constant irritation and recurring infections. My doctor recommended B-Health. The change is radical. I'm so grateful and happy with the results. And then someone else said, due to the use of contraceptives, I had symptoms like dehydration, itching, burning, infections. This woman went to her gynecologist. They told about V-Health and they noticed an improvement. Really, how long does it take for people to see the improvement if they're using this regularly?
We have been told from our patient that after 2 weeks after starting the treatment, they start to feel something is changing, you know. I had a privilege to do now 2 clinical research for the company. And some of the questions that are not published, but we asked our patients outside the study when we were in the office, tell me something that you really noticed after using the product. And this really recalled my attention when they said, "Doctor, I think I was not smelling good. I had a bad odor at night before going to bed. And after using the treatment, I think that odor went away. So it really amazed me, because I think we are not only doing vaginal rejuvenation, but we are in somehow modulating vaginal microbiota, you know? So this was really cool.
That is so exciting, because there's been like so much suffering. And I think this can help so many women who have just been suffering with all of these symptoms that they really didn't know where to go. And then sometimes we get take more medications and more things to help, but it actually makes it worse. So it sounds like by using the health serum, women are just improving so many symptoms that have prevented them from having more pleasure.
You know, some other situation I've seen that is really important in these patients, that they have these gynecological conditions such as endometriosis, fibromas, that they need to take some really potent contraceptive medication that really low estrogen levels and turn them, these women, in basically a hypoestrogenic conditions like a menopause condition, with all the symptoms that we mentioned before: dryness, itching, burning. And even those women users of intrauterine device, you know, Mirena. Yes, the IUD, but with hormones inside. And this really generates an important hypoestrogenic condition. So these women can really have a good help with bee health using when they are under this type of medication. So,
that's really, really exciting. And I know this is a very new development, right? It's we're sort of getting people on board to understand all these solutions. And I think that V Health is just so smart, using human growth factors for such an important part of the body that has often been neglected and misunderstood. So this has been just incredible information for people to understand that they can actually take their sexual wellness into their own hands.
I'm really, really happy to get to know you and to have this opportunity to speak about my experience with Bee Health. We've been working with this type of growth factor since 2017. And I really haven't seen any women that had complained about any side effects or anything to make them stop the treatment. So no side effects, known hormonal, private. It works when you sleep. A lot of advantages about we can speak for hours about the advantages of this product.
We'll have to do this again, but it is true. There's no side effects. It's risk-free. It's easy to use. It actually feels good to put on. I love the sensation of it. It's like slippery. It feels good. There's like no harm, because it is our human growth. It's our growth factors we're putting back into our body. So the risk is really low and the rewards are really, really high, where we don't have to go see a doctor. We don't need surgery. We can start with this. Start with Bee Health.
Yes.
It's incredible. Yes. Bee Health Serum is truly a game changer for women's health. Its targeted growth factors improve vaginal moisture, tissues, pH, and microbiota. So essentially, all the challenges that women have with their vagina through all stages of life could truly be helped with using a serum like this, that there's been no side effects. It's important to pay attention to the skin all over our bodies. If we don't pay attention to our vagina and our vulva, we're going to have challenges. We will. We're going to have dryness. We might have urinary incontinence. We're losing estrogen. We're losing natural growth factors that we had in our body. And this is a way to replenish them safely. It's just an incredible step forward for women's health and wellness. Super excited to have learned about Bee Health and to be using it myself. And I'm already seeing changes. So if you want to know more about Bee Health, go to getbeehealth.com. Use promo code Emily20 for 20% off. That's getbeehealth.com. Promo code Emily20 for 20% off. That's getvhealth.com. And you can also click the link in our show notes. Thank you, Dr. Gonzalez. And thank you for bringing me Bee Health and speaking with me today. I appreciate you. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily, and be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast, and share this with a friend or a partner. You can find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, or X, and Facebook. It's all at Sex with Emily. Oh, and I've been told I give really good email. So sign up on sexwithemily.com, and while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. And if you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739, or just go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.